Okay, welcome, junior helpers. Yeah, thanks, Ben. I see your thumbs up. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And but more importantly, thank you so much for joining us at day camp for the week. We are so excited for a wonderful space science themed day camp. So I'm Cassie Dela Cruz, one of the day camp co-directors, along with Ashley Turner and Eileen Shu, our awesome team of day camp directors, and Rand Mahoney, our district executive extraordinaire. So thank you so much for joining us for the week. And this orientation, we'll be covering a lot of, as Mr. Rand was saying, safety as well as what you can expect. This is how the organization works. So we have the directors, we will have adult helpers. So we do have, we will have an adult helper coordinate all the junior helpers, like yourselves, as well as, we'll have some junior helper coordinators, the older junior helpers as well, get everybody organized. But this is essentially the organization level of what we will see at day camp. And anything to add to that, Ashley, Rand, on the day camp organization, especially around the...
No, I think that's...
Nope. Okay, great. And so I'm going to be jumping into the timing of everything for the week. So Monday and Thursday will be a full day of day camp. Friday will be a partial day, ending a bit early. So drop off for our junior helpers. We're asking all of you to come at around 8 o'clock. Day camp does start at 8:30, but 8 o'clock would be great just to get everybody ready and organized for the day. Pick up in the afternoon is at 4 o'clock. Friday, that's Monday through Thursday. On Friday, pickup is at 2:30. But again, get ready to come. It's going to be awesome. Little Hills, full day of wonderful activities. And so if you are coming, so on this page, we do have some junior helpers who are coming with their younger siblings. So we ask that for those junior helpers who are coming with their younger siblings, come with their younger siblings. Don't come a little bit earlier than their younger siblings. We want to make sure everybody comes at the same time. If you are coming with your adults, come with your adults. So hopefully that makes it a little bit cleaner so that when there's not multiple pickups and there's not multiple drop-offs with the family, basically you come with your family to day camp. Any questions or comments around that, around when to come in the morning? We have something in the chat. What if we're coming with both? If we're coming with both the adults as well as the younger sibling, then you can come with your adult.
Yeah, if your adult is volunteering on site, you will definitely want to come with your adult volunteer.
Next question. Do you have to attend every day? So I believe the junior helpers are attending 5 days. Rand?
That would be the hope and expectation. We also know that, you know, maybe somebody has a doctor's appointment or something like that on a given day. That's fine. The important thing is that you communicate to us and specifically to your junior helper leader as to what's going on so that they can anticipate that.
There are no other comments or questions. We'll move on to the next session. So when you arrive in the morning, please check in at the lawn in front of the pool. That's where you'll meet other junior helpers as well as a coordinator to get an understanding of what to expect for the day. And also we are asking our junior helpers, as they're arriving, as the kids, the scouts are arriving at 8:30, we're asking our junior helpers to help pick up the kids and escort them to their unit groups. A question from Evan. Will we have to bring our own lunches and food? Yes. We are asking everybody to bring their own lunch. We will have water. So we are asking also bring your own water bottle. We will have water jugs. I think it's been one of the slides falling. We will have water jugs throughout the campsite. So please bring your own water bottles to be filled up. Any other questions? So this one is on COVID.
So Alex, you're going to know your assignment based on the day. Usually how they've run it in the past is your junior helper coordinator, so the adult in charge, the adults in charge of the junior helpers, they're going to have a list of where you guys are needed. Now, some of you may have an assignment very specific throughout the week based on your rank and your age, because we might need older scouts, for example, at the archery range that are above a certain age to assist, so they may be assigned there all week. But the rest of the scouts, if it's not a very specific assignment where we need a scout, a junior helper assigned, you can potentially rotate through different stations throughout the week as long as it's coordinated by your junior helper supervisor. Now, we don't necessarily encourage rotating stations throughout the day, though. So if you say, hey, I really want to work with crafts today, junior helper coordinator, try and stick with it for that day of what you volunteered for. But maybe the next day, you know, it's like, hey, I helped with that station yesterday, but I want to try this one. So it's really going to depend on your coordinator and how they want to facilitate the different helpers. But just know that it also depends on the age of the junior helper and the rank, because we may need some specific ones out at the archery range.
Thanks, Ashley, for that clarification. I'm going to share my screen again. Make sure I pulled the latest version of the slide. Okay. Thanks, Ashley. So the next section we want to talk about is COVID. So we still are being mindful of COVID as it's still present. So we have this wonderful Swiss cheese model that Rand had put up. And so, yes, as COVID, there's a lot of things we can do to keep ourselves safe, I guess, basically. So as you see the little molecules of COVID going through, there's a lot of different layers that we can do. But at the end of the day, what we're asking all of you is, in the past 24 hours, if you experience any fever, vomiting, diarrhea, new cough, or any other symptoms, unexplained fatigue or muscle aches, please don't come to day camp. Just let us know that you won't be coming to day camp. We ask that you please stay home and take care of yourself. Also, if you have lived with anybody who has recently tested positive for COVID and you haven't yet had your test results come back, stay home. No need to come into day camp. Thankfully, we do have a lot of volunteers. But please, at the end of the day, take care of yourself. Isolate if you have tested positive for COVID, but just keep being mindful of any of these symptoms.
And if I could say a couple words, too, about the BSA's mitigation strategy, and that is, as you can see with each slice of Swiss cheese, that represents each type of mitigation. There's no one thing that's perfect. So the vaccine is, you know, about 94% effective, but it's not 100%. Things like, you know, maintaining social distances, you know, ideally 6 feet. That's good. It's not perfect. Being outdoors is good. It's not perfect. And so there's a possibility of transmission of the virus from one person to another. But when we put all of these together, the chance of the virus actually getting through and contaminating somebody else where they would come down with COVID is pretty minimal. So as you can see on the left side, it starts with kind of personal responsibility. And then on the right side, then there are certain things that we're doing within camp in terms of sanitation and cleaning, being outdoors, trying to social distance where possible, or at least, you know, keep a foot or two or three, you know, from one another, as opposed to being, you know, 1 foot away from one another when you're talking. Those are things that'll help to make certain that we don't have COVID. And as you all know from school and other things, COVID's out there. It is spreading around. Fortunately, most people have the vaccine. We encourage everybody to get the vaccine. It's not required, but we encourage you to do it. But we may likely have cases. So, for example, we had our Meridian District Camp Bree about 6 weeks ago. We had, I think, one known case kind of after the fact. And so we know that that may happen. We just want to make certain that we're staying as much as possible in cohorts or groups, you know, units or with buddies and so on. So there's less chance, again, of spreading the virus. So those are some of the things that we're trying to do here to make certain that it's as safe as possible for all the campers and attendees.
Thanks, Ron. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you need to wear a mask throughout the camp? At this time, because it is outdoors, masks are optional.
Yeah.
Feel free to wear it if you'd like.
Yeah. And just, again, we encourage anybody that would like to wear a mask, please, by all means, wear a mask. Don't feel intimidated by wearing a mask. You're more than welcome to do it, and we'll support you all the way in doing that. We will have some masks at camp if, you know, something comes up. So, for example, if somebody's not feeling well, the first thing we're going to do is probably send them to the first aid station. And the second thing is our camp medic checks them out. We'll put a mask on them just to make certain that they're not spreading to anybody else. So we'll have that as well. Feel perfectly free to bring a mask in your day pack with you, so that if there is a need for you to put it on, it's always there. And that's something that you should probably be doing all the time, whether or not you're at school or anywhere else. Just have that mask ready. You know, that's something we've kind of learned dealing with COVID now. Okay?
Thanks for the question. And thanks for the comment, Sharon. Okay, as Ryan mentioned, we will be having hand sanitizing stations, but, you know, wash your hands. Just do the normal, usual personal hygiene of keep your hands clean and don't share items such as water bottles. EpiPen. So we will get to medication, Alex. That's a few slides down. So we'll talk about EpiPens when we get there. Okay. And so if you do develop COVID within 10 days, please contact Grant if there is any, so we can.
Or any COVID. night during the week of day camp. If you're not feeling well, there's my email, and I will put in the chat there my cell phone number. Feel free to call me day or night. Let me know what's going on so that we can make certain that you're safe as possible as well as everybody else.
So we have a question from Evan. Will we turn in the forms to the junior coordinators on the first day? So that's a good question. Do we have a person who is collecting the forms for the junior helpers?
We are in the process of identifying that person. Normally it's like the junior helper advisor, and we would like to get the forms ahead of time. So let's work with the junior helper advisor or a point of contact, and let's try to get it by maybe Friday or Saturday. And the reason for getting, you know, at least a couple days ahead of time is if your forms are missing like a signature of your parent or there's a form that's missing, if we discover that Monday morning, it's a little bit too late for us to try to fix it. You know, we really can't have you participate in camp. So if we can have you turn it into the person that's collecting it, say on Friday, a couple days before camp, and a form's missing or a signature's missing, we have a day or so to resolve the problem.
Thanks, Ryan. So we will let you know once you have a junior coordinator who you need to turn in your forms into. And the so what we are asking, and this is in another slide, so you don't need to wear your uniforms, don't need to wear your Class A uniforms. We will have T-shirts that identify the junior helpers. And so it's summer, it's going to be hot. So feel free to wear shorts or pants.
And lots of sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen. And a hat. Please bring a hat. Hats are very important too. and closed-toed shoes. As I mentioned, so we will have these drinking jugs around the camp. So junior help workers are asking you to help the kids fill up their water bottles if needed. Kids aren't going to be filling up the water bottles just to prevent cross-contamination of anything. So adults and junior helpers, please help out the kids. So we ask everybody again, as we mentioned earlier, please bring your own food. I'm just looking at the questions and comments in the chat. They're really great questions and comments. Please bring your own food. That includes snacks. In terms of paperwork, for the paperwork, Rand.
Yep, we can address that at the end. Let's do that at the end, and we'll go right to the junior helper PDF packet.
Yep. So, again, making sure we have all of our cleaning supplies. We will have unit tables around with the antibacterial wipe. So we'll wipe down the unit tables. So this one does have a tablecloth. We will have tablecloths at the arts and crafts section, but not at the unit tables. And then going back to the camp uniform. So everyone must wear a camp shirt. We are going to give junior helpers a green shirt with a golden bandana. That will identify the junior helpers separate from the Cub Scouts, who will be wearing green, as well as the tags who will be wearing green. All core staff and adult volunteers will be wearing purple. And going to the attire to wear, no flip-flops, no sandals, no Crocs, just closed-toed shoes. We want to make sure everybody is safe, especially as we're running around the field. There are, I've heard, lots of gophers, possibly gopher holes. We don't want to get our feet caught in. So the other thing we want to ask is for the aquatic station that is allowing for no shoes as kids are getting in and out of the pools. Anything else to add to this, Rand?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, so camp rules. So we are asking you to wear the official camp uniform. That way we can identify you and also do your best to be on time. Yeah, we all try to get there on time. We do have a schedule that we need to keep to, so do your best to stay on time. Also, for, as Miss Ashley mentioned on the assignments, we will be having a lot of different stations out there. So every morning we'll figure out where we can use our junior helpers in helping out with the activity stations. Please be mindful, you all are our oldest scouts there. So be great role models in terms of watching your language as well as your actions, no rough housing, no bullying. The young kids, you'd be surprised. They pick up a lot of these little things. So we're asking all of you to just be great role models. Okay. So these camp shirts will be available the first day of camp. So we will be having a box just for the junior helpers, and we will be putting all your camp shirts in those boxes.
So I have a story to share about camp rules. This goes back about three or four years ago. So we had some junior helpers that were helping out in the afternoon, and things got a little bit slow, and they decided to play around with one another. And so they decided, wouldn't it be fun to take one of our junior helpers and lock him up into the swimming pool changing station? So they did. They were playing games, but this was a younger junior helper, and it was done by older junior helpers. So it created a lot of kind of upset feelings and stuff like that. And then basically what happened is basically it became a real issue. And it basically came down to bullying. So this is one thing that BSA will not tolerate. And so I had to have meetings with the parents of the person that was locked up, as well as the scouts that were involved in locking the scout in the changing station, along with the parents. And I had to fill out paperwork. And as you know, Mr. Mahoney hates doing paperwork. So please just be respectful of one another, as well as our younger scouts. And as Miss Cassie was saying, you guys are really setting the example for the Cub Scouts. They will model what you do. So if you're nice and respectful and cheerful and friendly, they will do the same. But if you start screwing around, they'll pick up on it real quickly and emulate you that. And that's what we don't want to have in camp. Thank you.
Yeah, the coolest thing about this, guys, is that, like, all the Scouts want to be like you. Like, they look up to you, and they want to be like you. And holy cow, what a really cool space to be in, right? You're the role model. You're the one they look up to. Because let's be honest, the adults out there, all the Scouts are like, man, they're lame. Adults are so boring. But they see you guys out there, and it's like, oh, I want to be like them. I want to be like that kid. And so if you show not only positive, you know, kind behavior towards each other, but also that you're excited, like that you're having a good time, they're going to also feel like they're having a good time. Like, wow, if they're having fun, this is fun. Like, this is cool. So remember that when you're out there. Yes, it gets hot. Yes, things can get a little crazy. But you know what? That's part of the fun, right? Part of Scouts is we are always prepared. So things may get hot. Things may get crazy. But if you're there with an awesome attitude, these Scouts are going to look up to you and they're going to have an awesome time too. Can you count how many times I say awesome today? It's going to be great. But, you know, that's one thing to remember is that you guys are the ones that they look up to, not us boring adults. It's you guys. So make sure you're setting that really awesome example. Look, I said awesome again.
We're pretty awesome too, Ashley. No, not. But yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Rand and Ashley, for chiming in, especially, we're really, yeah, can't say enough how excited we are about day camp. Okay, health and safety. So health and safety, we'll go over these five items, in terms of purpose, method, buddy system, and medical. So we'll answer a lot of medicals around EpiPen, medication policy procedure, and youth protection. So buddy system. Everybody has a buddy. We will be having everybody buddy up for everything they do together, including going to the potty, but make sure that you have a buddy in place. And camp aid first, the camp first aid station. So this is where those forms that Mr. Rand was talking about come in handy. We need to make sure we understand in terms of first aid, we have all those forms at the first aid station. So if anything were to happen, we can pull those forms out and note what your history is, what medication, if you have medication or need medication. So that's super helpful to have. So we do need those AD forms on file at the first aid station. And then again, if anybody is injured, they should go to the first aid station for evaluation. If a younger scout needs to go to the first aid station, if an adult says it's okay, junior helpers may escort them to the first aid station. Anything to add to this, Rand or Ashley?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, medication. So this is where if you do need to bring medication to camp, we do ask that they, at the bottom, they be in the original containers in a one-gallon Ziploc bag with your name and troop number on it. That way we can easily find it, locate it, and hand it to you if, as necessary. In terms of EpiPens, please bring one. Please keep them with you. EpiPens, inhalers, keep them with you. You can, if you want, keep an extra one at the first aid station, but these are the ones where you keep with you at all times.
And make certain that you include that information on your medical form, that you do have an EpiPen or you use a, you know, rescue inhaler for for asthma, such as albuterol or something like that. And then with regards to EpiPens, we strongly encourage you to always have two, one that you carry with you and let your buddy know where it is, along with also the, junior helper advisor. So if you happen to have, anaphylactic shock and we need to administer that, we know basically where it is. And then it is possible, even after administering the epinephrine, the Paramedics will be there in about 8 minutes, but if you happen to have what's called the rebound, where, you know, the epinephrine wears off after several minutes, if we have that second EpiPen, we can give you a second injection of epinephrine to make certain that you're okay. So it's something that's good not only in camp, but really wherever you go is ideally to have two EpiPens with you.
And one thing I forgot to mention, so with all your medication in that 1 gallon Ziploc bag, you can bring it to camp on Monday to the first aid station and pick it up on Friday.
Yes. Very important, pick it up on Friday or I will be calling you Friday night or Saturday morning saying you forgot something.
Sounds good. Again, just a little bit of reiteration around the medication being in its original container, written instructions with the scout's name on the medication. It's important. It's included in the AB form. And contact us, Ashley, Eileen, and I, if any of your medication needs to be refrigerated. There's a refrigeration on site. So we'll go ahead and.
And actually, the way we have it set up is we have a, big cooler that is locked, but we put basically a bag of ice in there, which is another reason to keep your medications in a Ziploc bag, and then we have ice in a bag as well. But that way it keeps it cool, even though it may be warm out, your medication will be nice and cool.
Thanks, Ryan. Cameras and imaging devices. So we all have cell phones and cameras. I think you are of the age of possibly having a cell phone with a camera. So please be mindful in terms of taking photos. Some scouts don't want their photos taken, but also for folks' privacy, the areas like the restroom, change rooms, everything, those are private areas. We do not need to capture any images from those locations. So just be mindful of folks' privacy. Question, if you're buddies with a person that needs an EpiPen, should you use it in case of an emergency?
Let me read the question again.
Yeah, maybe.
So first aid training is you are, as a first aid responder, and Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, you are not supposed to inject a person with an EpiPen.
Right.
They have to be able to inject it themselves. So I'm not sure, Ryan, would a junior helper be able to place the EpiPen in their buddy's hand to help them prep it?
No, we do not want that. We want them basically to get first aid staff there. And we'll work with the scout to do that.
Thank you for the clarification. So clarification is only adult staff, specifically possibly first aid staff, can administer the EpiPen.
Mm-hmm. So no, Kevin, you don't need to know how to use it.
The most important thing to know is that your buddy has an EpiPen, which means they may have a reaction called anaphylaxis, which is a really bad reaction to things like food, nuts, bee stings, different things like that. Just be aware that they have that condition. Be aware that they have their EpiPen and where their, you know, day pack is that would have it. And then if something happens, then you simply contact the adult leader and or go immediately to first aid and get us right away and we'll come and help.
So that's an important thing in terms of contacting. Every station is going to have a radio. Mm-hmm. And so if there is an emergency where your buddy needs or there's a kid at the station that you see, there's an emergency and needs assistance. Every station has a radio, so you can contact first aid directly, and we're all going to be listening to let them know there's an emergency. Because just so you guys know, there's no cell signal at Little Hills Ranch. Sure, there will be no TikTok, my friends. but we do rely on the radios there. So if some kind of communication needs to occur, we do have those at every station so that you don't have to worry about how do I get a hold of the first aid station to let them know we're coming with our buddy or we have an emergency, because chances are first aid is going to come to you. So in the event of something like that.
And that's perfect, Ashley, perfect segue into any reporting. So like you said, if you see anything uncomfortable, any situation that needs an adult attention, report it to an activity leader or the junior helper leader. As Ashley mentioned, Ms. Astor mentioned, activity leaders will be able to send out a signal and reach out to us, the day camp directors or Rand, who will be on site to help out. Okay, for security. So, stranger danger. So we are asking folks to go through headquarters. So as you enter camp, Little Hills, there will be a big white tent there with our headquarters staff to sign you in. We are, even for special guests, asking them to go through headquarters to sign in. So we want to make sure that we know who's on site at Little Hills. So if you see any strangers and unwanted guests, let an adult leader know, because we need to make sure that those folks have gone through headquarters and should be on our list as a visitor. If not, we will ask them to leave. Also, for media, again, going back to checking with headquarters, I think be friendly to all visitors. We will have noontime visitors on site. We're pretty excited for the lineup we have. So just be, as we all are, respectful and courteous to our visitors. Any comments on this, Rand?
Yes, I do. So basically, how do you know if somebody's a stranger or unwanted guest? And that would be somebody that's not wearing a day camp shirt or somebody that does not have a specific name tag that says Meridian Day Camp Guest. So anybody that is not part of day camp, they should come straight into headquarters. They should check in with us at headquarters. We will then log them in, and we will also give them a Meridian Day Camp name tag that says guest. So that way, you know, we know that they've checked in and that they're allowed to be there.
I do want to stress, though, if you do come across that, report it to us. Use those station radios. Don't confront them. It's not one of those, hey, what are you doing here? Don't confront them, okay? If you see someone and you're not sure, it's better to just, when in doubt, ask, right? And not ask them, ask one of us. Hey, I think I saw someone. I'm not sure if they're supposed to be here. We'll check it out, okay?
Perfect. Yep, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ashley. Okay, emergency procedures. So if there is an emergency, we will have an air horn at every single activity station. You'll hear three short blasts from the air horn, and that means we have an emergency. So everybody is going to be meeting at the drop-off parking lot. That is our gathering area, in case you hear the three short blasts from the air horn. Stay with your adult leader, as well as junior helpers. Help out if you can in gathering everybody and moving folks to the drop-off and parking lot area. Anything to add to this?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay. If we have a missing person, so I have heard this has happened once in a while ago. So missing or lost camper, that's why we ask everybody to please have a buddy. So that buddies keep an eye on each other. Guys and girls, buddies keep an eye on each other. If a buddy notices that a person is missing, they need to inform the unit leader or an adult leader so we can start looking for the person. Alert Miss Ashley, Miss Eileen, and myself as soon as possible, so that we can be notified and start looking. If we don't find the person, we will do the emergency alert to notify everybody. We're going to gather at the gathering grounds, and we will determine what the next steps are to find the missing camper. Okay. No other comments and questions. I will go on to the next one. If there's an accident, your buddy comes in handy here too. If there's an accident or illness, we're going to ask the buddy system, buddies, take your person to the first aid station where you will be evaluated and determine what kind of application of first aid is needed. The day camp directors will be notified in case we need to talk to the parents of any serious accident or illness. But again, accident or illnesses, you want to protect or make sure that the privacy of the person is respected. So, you know, don't go blabbing to a lot of folks what happened. We are trying to keep this incident or accident just amongst those who need to know. No comments or questions, so we'll go to the next slide. Fire. The three blasts from the air horn. And we'll go to the gathering area if needed. But if you do see a fire, because we are in Little Hills and there's a lot of dry brush around, let the nearest adult leader know as soon as possible so we can address it. Again, as Ms. Ashley mentioned, every activity station, there is a walkie-talkie available. But again, let us know as soon as possible so that we can do the alert signal and get everybody to safety as soon as possible. And then we have any severe wind or wildfire. Again, let an adult leader know. And we'll use the alert system, make sure everybody is safe.
Let's talk about severe weather for a moment. With severe weather, for us here in the California Bay Area, severe weather would most likely just be hot weather. So right now we know that it's going to be warm on the weekend, probably around 95 degrees. I'm hoping that, you know, if there's a little bit of a heat wave that is coming through on the weekend so that by next Monday, June 13th, when camp starts, that it starts to cool off. But basically the key with hot weather is basically to stay in the shade as much as possible. Don't run around or don't be super physically active as much. And then just drink lots of water. And one of the things that I always advised our scouts when we were doing backpacking trips, and especially like at Philmont Scout Ranch where we backpack for 12 days, is when you get up in the morning, have at least one or two cups of water. Or glasses of water. So if you drink, you know, one or two glasses of water before you even come to camp, you're going to be starting the day well hydrated. And that's probably one of the best things that you can do, along with having that sunscreen on. So that's heat. We're fortunate in that we don't have too much humidity here, so that makes it a little bit simpler for us. The other possible thing that may come up is that there could be a wildland fire somewhere around that would then allow smoke to come, you know, towards camp, in terms of just air quality. And that's one of the things that we'll just take day by day or evening by evening. It's possible that it may, for anybody that has asthma or other respiratory conditions, it may be recommended to them that maybe they stay home that day if the air pollution is really bad. And if it's really, really bad, which I don't imagine that it would be, you know, we could potentially cancel camp for that day.
Great ads. I like the two cups of water in the morning. That's a really good reminder.
Yep. Start every day, at least with one glass or more.
Yes. Did you want to add anything, Ashley?
Yeah. So speaking of the heat and hydration, part of our, you know, your job as a junior helper is actually going to be in the morning cleaning out and filling up the water containers for every station and every unit. So you guys are in charge of one of the most important things at camp, in my opinion, making sure everybody has access to water. But with that said, don't forget yourselves. Make sure that in all the, again, making sure everybody else has access to water, that you guys are staying hydrated as well. And a fun fact that I learned a few years ago is that the hydration that you experience on your present day actually begins from the day before. So if you feel dehydrated on Monday, it means you weren't hydrating on Sunday. So I would say for you guys, you're going to be doing so much at camp, right? You're going to be helping fill up water and going to stations and helping. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Like, start prepping that Sunday. Make sure you're drinking water, just setting yourself up for success, because you guys are really important and we're really appreciative that you're going to be here at camp to help us.
And make sure your buddy's drinking and make certain that all the Cub Scouts that you're working with are drinking.
Yep. Yeah. Great, great tips. Okay, I think we're coming close to the end of health and safety. So animals and wildfires. So animals, yes, we will be at Little Hills Ranch. You will see animals. I think we saw a deer there the other day, a couple of deer there. Leave them alone. Don't approach them. For snakes, ticks, and poison ivy, just keep an eye on there. Stay on the path. Don't go climbing up the hillside. And also, if you see any stray animal or dog, notify an adult leader if it's beginning to be threatening. Just let us know, and please do not feed the animals.
Yeah, so for example, if you see a rattlesnake, the thing to do would be to back away from it and then make certain that everybody else is also away from it, and then your buddy can go notify somebody at, you know, via radio or just contact us, and then we'll come out and we'll take care of it. But the most important thing is to make certain everybody stays away from the potential danger that the snake or other animal may pose.
Okay. And did they pick up? So we are going to have this available on our day camp website. So we need pickup slips for everybody just to make sure we know the camper who's being picked up, as well as who is picking up the person. So this will be provided available on our day camp website. So we're asking scouts, as well as, I believe, junior helpers to have this slip with them before they leave. And Thursday. And because you guys are awesome, and we so much appreciate all your help, we will be having a party for you on Thursday. So stay later after day camp and enjoy the party with pizza. We are still hearing back from East Bay Regional Parks on the pool, whether the pool is available, but it looks pretty good from when we saw it on the weekend. So we just need that confirmation. But again, we are going to have an appreciation party for all of you for saying big thanks for helping us out.
So one of the key points there is basically once we get all the Cub Scouts loaded up in the cars and then they're gone from the parking lot, then at that point, then the junior helpers and the rest of us will come back into camp, and that's when the party will begin. Secondly, make certain that your parents do come and pick you up promptly by 6 o'clock, or if they want to come in a few minutes early, that's fine too. As much as we enjoy spending time with you, we really don't want to be there till 6:30 or 7 waiting for your parents to come pick you up.
Thanks, Rand. Okay, I think we're wrapping up here. So service hours. So tell your scoutmaster, you're volunteering for us. We're volunteering for camp. So hopefully this will count towards service hours credit at the end of camp. We'll give you certificates.
Mm-hmm. And your school may also want you to turn in service hours or show that you're doing something in terms of community service. So we'll give you a certificate that indicates the number of hours that you have provided.
I think that's it.
Oh.
Is there anything else?
I threw in one more slide, but I'm not certain that it got included, but that's okay. We can go to Plan B here, and I was just going to go to paperwork here. Let me just share my screen. Okay. And so the question was about paperwork, right? So this is the junior helper packet here. So as you can see, there's actually essentially four things here. There's the medical form, part A and B. So what we want you to do is you keep the original, or your parents keep the original, make a copy, and then that's what gets turned in, along with a copy of your medical insurance card. And then for shooting sports, if there's an opportunity for you to shoot and it will only be archery, make certain that you have that form. And then there's a basically a junior helper agreement form in terms of behavior and expectations and stuff like that. We need you to read through it along with your parents and go ahead and sign it. And then in the small possibility that you're not currently registered with a scout troop, we need you to do the online registration so you can be part of the BSA registration, and then that's done. So again, this is up on both the day camp website as well as also when your parents registered you as a junior helper. It's called the Junior Helper Forms Packet, and it's basically 8 pages. This is the first page with the checklist and stuff. And basically, this will be turned in to the person we tell you, probably by the middle to end of the week. And that'll be these four pieces of information right here. Are there any questions on that?
I know there was a question on who these forms go to, and I will say, if you are a junior helper that's been registered through a pack, like your sibling's pack, your junior helper forms are going to be submitted with your sibling's pack to go in their camp binder. If you are registering as a junior helper on your own, because let's say your scout master encouraged you to and you did it before, we are going to get your parents the information on where to submit those forms to, because we are going to need those forms before camp. So we don't want them to be brought to camp on day one, because there's going to be way too much going on to try and then track the forms. That's how forms get lost, to be honest. You wonder, how do adults lose things? Because we try to do too much at once. So we're trying to space it out to make sure we have everything covered. So if you aren't, like, let's say you volunteered on your own because you're awesome, member awesome, how many times can I say it, and you're doing it without having a sibling at camp, then we will get you and your parents the information on where to drop those off so that we can get those put in a camp binder, and you don't have to worry about it. You can just show up at camp with your awesome bag filled with essentials, your scouting essentials, and then we'll be good to go. And on the website, if you come up with questions after the fact, so, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, I forgot what Miss Ashley and Miss Cassie and Mr. Rand said, we have our email on that site and we check it all day, every day. I don't think Cassie sleeps. So if you have a question, email us and we will get you the answer right away.